I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Israel's new defense minister stated Monday that Iran's nuclear sites are especially vulnerable now after Israel's October 26 strikes. What will happen next? Nazanin Begistani with Heart for Iran shares what they are hearing from Iranians today.
People are so tired of this current regime that they're looking at any political person, country, anything that will destroy this regime.
Crippling inflation makes daily life extremely difficult in Iran. Heart for Iran has seen a 35% increase this month in first-time callers to their 24/7 call center asking for help and prayer.
Iranians really believe in prayer.
Ask God to use Heart for Iran's counselors to lead many Iranians to true freedom and peace in Christ. More in the full report online. Then, followers of Jesus have been persecuted for their faith since his crucifixion. Voice of the Martyrs Canada supports persecuted Christians and helps them to remain firm in their faith. Stephen Wesley explains their needs today.
Where there's persecution, it's primarily for the reality of their faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Persecution is more common and severe in some areas of the world, but it is a shared experience of all disciples of Jesus.
We have to recognize that if I'm going to look like Jesus in the world, all those who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
So, how do we respond and support fellow Christians enduring persecution?
We need to pray for unity. We need to love one another as Christ has loved us.
Find out more ways you can pray for and support persecuted Christians in our full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.